Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jajunyo Mehta with the evening news. The headlines. First phase of budget session concludes. Parliament to reassemble for second phase on March 9. Tension grips Medipema after clashes in Mauva village. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton appeals for calm. President Draupadi Murmu stresses role of citizens in nation building. And World Radio Day observed today. And now the news in detail. The first phase of the budget session concluded today. Both houses of parliament will reassemble for second phase on the 9th of March after a three-week recess. In the Lok Sabha today, several ministers laid papers related to their ministry on the table. In a reply during question hour, Union Health Minister JP Nadda said no deaths have been reported due to the consumption of codeine-based cough syrup in the country. He said that if any medicine is found unfit for human consumption, it is promptly recalled from the market.
ऐसा होता है कि ड्रग जो होता है वो सबस्टैंडर्ड होता है और मिसलेबल्ड होता है और कई बार वो ड्रग ह्यूमन कंजम्पशन के लिए उपयुक्त नहीं होता है जब वो उपयुक्त नहीं होता है तो उसको हम रिकॉल करते हैं इसका प्रोसीजर दिया गया और ये प्रोसीजर को फॉलो करते हैं.
However, Mr. Nadda was unable to complete his response due to uproar by opposition. In the Rajya Sabha, proceedings during both zero hour and question hour were conducted smoothly on the final day of the first phase of budget session. Replying to supplementaries during question hour, Agriculture and Farmers Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said the government is making continuous efforts to address every problem faced by farmers. He said the government has created an agriculture infrastructure fund to ensure safe storage of farmers' produce.
प्रधानमंत्री श्रीमान नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने किसानों की समस्या को पहचाना और पहचानकर एग्रीकल्चर इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर फंड के नाम पर 1,00,000 करोड़ रुपए से ज्यादा की संरचनाएं किसानों के उत्पाद को सुरक्षित रखने के लिए बनाई जाएगी. ये ऐतिहासिक फैसला किया. इसके कारण जो फसलों का नुकसान होता था, फल और सब्जियों का नुकसान होता था, उस नुकसान में 5 से लेकर 15% तक की कमी आई.
The first part of the session had begun on the 28th of last month. Tension erupted today in Medipema subdivision of Chumukedema district following reported violent clashes involving the Chakrama Public Organization and residents of Moava village. According to a press note by Deputy Commissioner of Police Crime Dimapur, the situation is now under control. It added that security forces have been deployed in the area and normal traffic has been restored. Police have advised public to maintain peace and not to take the law into their own hands. Further details on the incident are awaited. Deputy Chief Minister and Minister in Charge of Home, Yantungo Patton, has expressed deep concerns over the incidents of violence and arson. Taking to X, he said any act that disrupts peace and endangers lives and property is a matter of serious concern. Mr. Patton urged all those involved to remain calm, exercise restraint, and allow lawful and constructive process to address any grievances. President Draupadi Murmu today said that building a developed nation requires not only political stability and a strong economy, but also healthy, educated, and responsible citizens. Addressing the nationwide campaign on Karma Yoga for Empowered Bharat in New Delhi, she said achieving any national goal is difficult without active participation of the people. She noted that for balanced and holistic development, progress must be integrated with morality and spirituality.
किसी भी देश के संतुलित और समग्र विकास के लिए भौतिक प्रगति में नैतिकता और आध्यात्मिकता के समायोजन अत्यंत आवश्यक. आर्थिक प्रगति से समृद्धि बढ़े तथा तकनीकी प्रगति नवाचार दक्षता और प्रतिस्पर्धा को बढ़ावा देती है. ये एक समृद्ध राष्ट्र की नींव रखते हैं.
The president urged citizens to focus on work with sincerity and dedication, leaving the results aside. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today unveiled the name of the building complex Seva Tirth in the national capital. Seva Tirth houses the Prime Minister's office, the National Security Council Secretariat, the Cabinet Secretariat, consolidating administrative functions within modern and future-ready facilities. In the first set of decisions after shifting to Seva Tirth, Prime Minister Modi approved the PM Rahat scheme, under which accident victims will get cashless treatment of up to 1.5 lakh rupees. He doubled the target of Lakhpati Didis to 6 crores March 2029 and expanded the Agriculture Infrastructure Fund to 2 lakh crore rupees. The Prime Minister also approved the Startup India Fund of Funds 2.0 with a corpus of 10,000 crore rupees. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. World Radio Day is being observed today. The day is observed on 13th February every year to commemorate the establishment of United Nations Radio in 1946. In his message on World Radio Day, Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, said radio plays a crucial role in disseminating information to the common people.
Radio plays a crucial role in the for the citizens. Radio taking news to the cultural programs to the common public. The Akashvani played to a medium to connect to the citizen with the government.
On the occasion, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings to radio listeners and everyone who works to strengthen the broadcasting ecosystem. The theme this year is Radio and Artificial Intelligence. AI is a tool, not a voice. We have a report.
Akashvani has been serving the nation since its inception in 1936. Akashvani has now grown into one of the largest broadcasting organizations in the world in terms of the number of languages broadcast and the diversity of audiences.
Beyond delivering informations, radio offers engaging stories, thoughtful discussions, and music that uplifts my spirit. Even when I am busy or traveling, it feels like a trusted companion that helps me connect to the world around me. What makes radio truly special is its simplicity and accessibility. It reaches people across city, towns, remote villages alike, bridging distances, bringing communities closer together. In a fast-changing digital world, radio remains reliable, inclusive, and powerful, making lives more informed, more connected, and certainly more vibrant.
As the media landscape evolves, Akashvani continues to transform and expand its footprint while remaining committed to inclusivity, credibility, and national integration, embodying the enduring spirit of World Radio Day. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh launched the BIREC Research, Development and Innovation Fund for Biotechnology and Related Areas in New Delhi. The fund is aimed at fostering deep tech innovations and indigenous manufacturing for national impact. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. Singh said the launch reflects a shift in the government's approach, showing that India is ready to play a global role.
Today's launch signifies the fact that we are no longer late starters. We have already started. And this has been possible because of the shift that has been executed. Otherwise, recall the experience of IT. This call would have been launched somewhere around 2040, not in 2026, because we were about a decade or so behind. So now we are in the global arena, ready to play a global role.
The High School Leaving Certificate Examination 2026 under the Nagaland Board of School Education began today. Altogether, 23,505 candidates are enrolled to appear for the exam from 98 centers across the state. The exams will conclude on February 26. And in weather, the India Meteorological Department has forecast dry weather across Nagaland in the coming days with clear skies expected. So far this year, the department said rainfall recorded in the northeast region has been very low at 2.9 millimeters, which is nearly 90% below the normal 26.6 millimeters. Over the next 3 days, no significant change is expected in minimum temperatures across the northeast, with a gradual rise of 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over the following days. And when the news, here are the headlines once again. First phase of budget session concludes Parliament to reassemble for second phase on March 9. Tension grips Medziphema after clashes in Mauva village. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton appeals for calm. President Drupadi Murmu stresses role of citizens in nation building. And World Radio Day observed today. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.